From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A storm system is generating a series of apparent tornadoes, the latest reported in the Midwestern and Southern U.S. In the tiny Missouri town of Sunset Hills, just outside St. Louis, Mayor William Nolan describes being stunned by the damage.
It's incredible, absolutely incredible. Cars overturned, trucks overturned. It's kind of hard to believe that such a thing could happen to our city.
The Associated Press reports at least one storm-related death in southwestern Missouri. No word yet on fatalities following a reported twister in Illinois. Quite a different story, though, in the small Arkansas town of Cincinnati. NPR's Giles Snyder reports at least three deaths and several injuries.
Shannon McEwen is the dispatch manager for the county sheriff's office. She says there is widespread damage around the tiny town of Cincinnati, which is near the Oklahoma line, about 20 miles west of Fayetteville.
Fatalities in that area. We do have injuries, and we're actually checking residents out.
McEwen says emergency responders are going door to door, but debris from the damage, including downed power lines, is making it harder to get medical help to the injured. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A hostage crisis is still underway at a bank in a suburb of Houston, Texas. Authorities say two armed robbers are holding an unknown number of people inside the building. If you have money left in your flexible spending account for medical care, there are some important changes you need to know about. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, today is the last day you can spend that money on over-the-counter medications.
The changes are being made to help pay for the new health overhaul law. Starting January 1st, over-the-counter medications, including things like aspirin, antacids, and allergy remedies, will no longer be reimbursable under flexible spending accounts or other tax-deductible health accounts, such as health reimbursement arrangements or health savings accounts. There is one exception. You can get a doctor to write a prescription for the medications. But otherwise, you better start looking for an open drugstore to spend the rest of that use-it-or-lose-it money you've had withheld from your paycheck all year. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
A Connecticut smoker who was awarded $8 million in her suit against Big Tobacco is getting an additional $4 million in punitive damages. Yesterday, a judge ruled in favor of Barbara Izzarelli, who developed larynx cancer. Her case was the first of its kind to come to trial in Connecticut. The Coast Guard is investigating why a dinner cruise ran aground off Hawaii yesterday. The vessel was carrying 60 people when the boat ran into trouble. No one was hurt. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 8 points at 11,578, but U.S. stocks remain mixed. The Nasdaq is off about 8 points. It's at 2655. You're listening to NPR News. New claims of a suspected U.S. missile strike in northwest Pakistan today. Local intelligence says an unmanned drone fired on a convoy of suspected militants, killing 8 people. The area was hit with more than 100 such attacks this year. The Obama administration is promising to boost efforts to keep the invasive Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes in 2011. But as NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago, officials in some Great Lakes states and environmental and conservation groups say the administration's plans don't go far enough.
The $47 million Asian carp battle plan for 2011 calls for scientists to refine environmental DNA testing to better track where Asian carp are and to find new ways to block the path of the invasive species of fish toward the Great Lakes.
The migration of Asian carp through the Chicago area waterway system, the Wabash River, and the Calumet River is one of the most serious invasive threats facing the Great Lakes today.
John Goss, the White House point person for Asian carp, says the stakes are high as the huge, voracious, and prodigious fish can crowd out native species and damage a multi-billion-dollar fishery in the Great Lakes. But officials in Michigan and other states, as well as environmentalists and conservationists, complain there is little new in the federal plan and that the administration should move to re-separate the Great Lakes and Mississippi River watersheds. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
NASA is ordering more repairs to Space Shuttle Discovery, which is slated to launch early February after a string of delays. Engineers say they found more cracks in the shuttle's fuel tank. Discovery is due to rendezvous with the International Space Station. It will be one of the final missions before NASA retires its 30-year-old shuttle program. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.